That state senator that Jamie just mentioned was in hot water before appearing on this controversial podcast that has a host who apparently loves Hitler. Anthony Kern was at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, the day of the infamous riot that was perpetrated by supporters of former President Donald Trump. And he's facing criminal charges for being an accused fake elector, accused of trying to fraudulently have Donald Trump declare the winner of the 2020 election in Arizona. And he's likely going to end up in court over that whole thing. But right now, Arizona State Senator Anthony Kern, who is also a candidate to replace retiring Congresswoman Debbie Lesko in Washington, is talking about being banned from using state Senate broadcast equipment after he was using those facilities to appear on a podcast with a far right talk show host by the name of Stu Peters. And that's because Peters is not just a normal run of the mill right wing podcaster. The man that Kern appeared with, Stu Peters, has declared Adolf Hitler a hero in the past. Kern's interview regarded an April 30th drag story hour event that took place in the State House. By the way, no children were present at that. And one of the things Kern is being criticized for is that he did not defend fellow Republican state lawmaker Ben Thoma, who was smeared by the podcast host. Before Kern came on the show, Peters asked if Ben Thoma, the Speaker of the State House, quote, "Is Ben Thoma a pedophile? Is he a groomer? He's either incompetent or he is with the pedophiles. It's only one or the other." Anthony Kern explains his appearance to KTAR News.
"I haven't had time to research this guy. I still don't know really who he is. I'm getting who he is from you guys. And, I take that with a grain of salt. So I don't know who Stu Peters is. I don't care to know who Stu Peters is. The view of this person is just that, his views. It's not my views. I support Israel 100%.
He's taken his punishment and tells us here at KTAR that he supports Senate President Warren Peterson's decision to ban him from using Senate broadcast equipment.
"I voted for President Warren Peterson to become the president. If he feels that I breached the rules somehow, then that's fine. We talked about it, and, I basically told him, that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. To be honest with you, I didn't really know where the media room was. I've used it maybe once since I've been down there in the 8 years that I've been down there."
Yeah, I think a lot of people didn't realize that there's a broadcast facility at the state capitol, but really, is this that much of a punishment? I mean, I'm kind of wondering why he just didn't just hop on Zoom, on a laptop, anywhere, or maybe even from his phone. But, of course, he's blaming the media.
"You know, I'm getting from the leftist media that this guy is some kind of person out there that they don't like. So, to answer your question, I interview with pretty much anyone, and it's called free speech, and he can believe the way he wants. You can believe the way you want."
I kind of don't believe Hitler was a hero. Just saying.
The thing is both of us have appeared on other networks, other shows and things like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I have refused in the past to appear on some shows.
You know what? Same thing here.
Because,
I just realized that.
Yeah, I did not want to be associated with their agenda or, whatever it was. I just didn't feel like that was a good representation of my ideals and journalistic abilities. So.
Right. You know what? I'm thinking back. It was one of those, one of those crime-driven shows.
Yes.
Very famous host who doesn't actually host anything on TV anymore, but she's still brought in every now and again when a kid goes missing or some, beautiful
right.
young lady is gone
right.
missing or whatever. I was like, I'm not appearing on that show because I know, she's just breathing fire and whatnot. Right?
Yeah. So, it pays to do your due diligence when it comes to researching who you're going to be associated with.
Right. Yeah. And as far as Ben Thoma goes, a lot of people are saying, of course, he wouldn't defend Ben Thoma. Ben Thoma's running against him in Congressional District 8 in the primary.